have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself alone regretting some foolish thing, some sinful thing I've done. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Heavy rain may be helping the fight against wildfires in New Mexico that have forced evacuations and killed two people. But KQRE-TV's Natalie Wadas reports too much rain may cause new problems.
There are hundreds of crews on the ground and in the air. Officials say they were focused on attacking the fire from the air today, dropping flame retardant and slurry. It's expected to rain here, and concern includes now flash flooding.
Tropical storm Alberto has been lashing Texas, sending floodwaters cascading down the streets of Galveston.
Tried driving up to it, man. It's up over the bumpers. We're like, nah. Turn around, go back.
The storm is expected to weaken as it moves over Mexico. The summer solstice has arrived on the East Coast, but what does that mean?
The summer solstice brings the most daylight of the year in the northern hemisphere. Thousands are expected to gather at the 4,500-year-old Stonehenge Monument in southern England to celebrate. As for today, the precise moment the sun is at its highest point in the sky will be at 4:50 p.m. Eastern Time. That's the farthest north the sun moves in the sky, which is why the days close to the solstice have the most daylight of the year.
That's CBS News correspondent Matt Piper. Supreme Court watchers are waiting for the ruling on former President Donald Trump's claim that he had complete immunity as president. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says it could shape Trump's remaining criminal trials.
The federal appeals court was pretty dismissive on the question of presidential immunity. The judges did not see why a president should receive a free pass to commit criminal offenses while in the Oval Office. The Supreme Court could have chosen not to hear the appeal. The fact that they did, and that some of the conservative justices entertained some hypotheticals during oral argument, suggests that some qualified immunity might be found.
The city of Denver has a new program to help people without homes live in homes they can now call their own. CBS's Allison Keyes reports it involves cash payments.
Those who applied, like Jolene Jaquetta, used $1,000 monthly cash payments for everything from groceries to rent and health care.
I was able to use the money to get an apartment where I live now.
Project leaders say participants spent fewer nights on the streets and spent less time in emergency rooms and jails. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Snapchat will pay $15 million to settle a lawsuit brought by California's Civil Rights Department. It accused the company of discriminating against female employees, also failing to prevent workplace sexual harassment and retaliating against women who complained. The settlement covers women who worked for Snapchat in California between 2014 and 2024.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS has raised the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes in recent years. This hits hard if you're behind on your taxes. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. If you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is, getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055. Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
A blonde singing star is getting some song mileage from one of her exes. This time, though, it's Britney.
Spears' song Criminal from her 2011 album Femme Fatale is rising on the iTunes charts after Justin Timberlake's arrest in the Hamptons for alleged drunk driving. When the news broke, several Spears fans took to social media, urging others to buy the song. She and Timberlake split more than 20 years ago. His wife, Jessica Biel, hasn't missed a beat since his Sag Harbor escapades. She's on set in New York City filming a movie, The Better Sister, with Elizabeth Banks. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
There's a new kind of guest book at weddings and similar events. Audio guest books use old-fashioned phones to record messages for the bride and groom. Users say guests have a ball with the phones, making multiple messages to use a toll-free call-in number to record. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight, some areas of fog as well, along with some showers and thunderstorms developing. Middle 60s by sunrise. For Thursday, your first day of summer, will feature some showers and thunderstorms, with highs in the middle 70s. It's 69 at our studios.
Say goodnight.
Look inside the let the sound take you away.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Searching for good times. updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Toil, a puppet on a string.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You were walking onto a yacht. You had strategically Tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying, she'll be back. But today, again, I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go. On the street, and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow. In the sweet music on the radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Something, anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
WRJN.
Bye.
There's nothing like the way these timeless hits sound on AM radio late at night, the way you first heard them on 1400 AM WRJN. But if you're looking for that bright, clear sound on FM, you can find them there too. Local news and timeless hits, also heard on 99.9 and 98.1 FM, along with our historic 1400 AM WRJN.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano with the Supreme Court term coming to an end. Court watchers are eagerly waiting for more rulings. One of them could have a blockbuster impact, as we hear from CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The one case that seems to hold the most interest is...